can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Kara from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Kara's a third grade teacher who we learned just moments ago has defeated you twice before.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Super duper.
Now she wants to do it for the big bucks.
Will you, I sure do.
Oh, gosh.
Kara, will you kick Kennedy out?
Yep. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Did you hear that confidence
she doesn't
in her voice?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Go ahead, leave the studio. There she goes into that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. You know the deal. You get more right than Kennedy. You win. If you tie, that is a loss for you. We can't give you the money with the tie for the $1,000 Campy Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
NFL QB Russell Wilson shared a message to his wife for her birthday on social media, and it caused a bit of a stir because he said, and I quote, "Daddy loves you." Which singer is he married to?
Ooh, Sierra.
Who played the lead character in the 2008 movie Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
HBO's New The Penguin is being compared to another one of their hit shows that starred James Gandolfini as a mob boss. Name that show.
Oh my goodness. The Sopranos.
20 years ago today in 2004, David Hasselhoff lost his license because of a DUI. Can you name the show where his co-star was a talking car?
Knight Rider.
Question number five. McDonald's is offering Quarter Pounders again after being ruled out as an E. coli source. Apparently, it was the onion served with the burgers that have been identified as the source. True or false? These are all current or former characters from McDonald's ad campaigns. True or false? One-Eyed Sally, Captain Crook, the Headless Egg McMuffin Horseman. True or false, these are all current or former characters from McDonald's ad campaigns.
False.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How you feeling, Kara?
Good until that last one.
All right, Kennedy, welcome
seems
back.
Seems a little bit easy, Carson.
Seems a little easy? All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kara got 4 out of 5.
Okay.
It's pretty good. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
She's calling into question the difficulty of the questions. Question number one, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. I think these are tough.
Mm-hmm.
NFL QB Russell Wilson shared a message to his wife for her birthday on social media, and it's caused a bit of a stir because he said, and I quote, "Daddy loves you."
Weird.
Which singer is he married to?
Sierra.
Would that
Everybody's
be weird?
Got their own words.
Would it be weird to you if Mr. X posted and said,
if
happy
that's
birthday,
what I called him in Daddy a loves time, you? I don't know. That's not one of the words I use, but you know.
Tied at one, question number two. What word do you use?
They're married. I'm not. Like, you know what I mean?
They don't gloss over the question.
They seem to have it figured out.
What's the word you use with Mr. X? Who played the lead character in the 2008 movie Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Tied at two. HBO's new The Penguin is being compared to another one of their hit shows that starred James Gandolfini as a mob boss. Name that show.
The Sopranos.
All right, tied at three. Question number four. It was 20 years ago today in 2004. David Hasselhoff lost his license because of a DUI. And can you name the show where his co-star was actually a talking car?
Knight Rider.
Yes, of course. And question number five, McDonald's is offering Quarter Pounders again after being ruled out as an E. coli source. Apparently, it was the onions that were served with the burgers that was the issue.
I read that story not 20 minutes after finishing a meal at McDonald's. Oh, I was like, well, I'm dead. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. True or false, Kennedy? These are all current or former characters from McDonald's ad campaigns. True or false? One-Eyed Sally, Captain Crook, and the Headless Egg McMuffin Horseman. True or false, these are all former or current characters from McDonald's ad campaigns.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, so it must be true. I think you're trying to fake me out. I'm going to say true.
It is absolutely true.
Oh, man.
The headless Egg McMuffin horseman was in an ad campaign for McDonald's.
That's a riot. And one-eyed who?
There's One-Eyed Sally and Captain Crook. It's like, if you want to have some fun,
I just don't understand.
Go look up all. They have a lot of villains and pirates, and they have a.
Was a pirate.
There's a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to former characters and current characters of McDonald's. I had no idea. There's like 60 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kara, I'm sorry. I will try to do better with the questions next time and make them more difficult. I will do better. And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kara from Hudson, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.